The ancient round group dance of Kerala, practiced by St. Thomas Christians, the Margam Kali. Welcome champions, welcome back to KJC Radio, this is Ajay Shruti. KJC Radio. One of the interesting art forms performed among the Malabar Christians is the one and only Margam Kali. This dance form were in practice among the St. Thomas Christians even before the arrival of Portuguese missionaries in Kerala. Margam Kali as a performance art has undergone changes in its structure, appearance with the Portuguese influence and with the developments among Christians. But you know, this dance form is still standing as one of the dominant art forms in Kerala. Especially when you look into the cultural fest, state youth festivals in Kerala, Margam Kali is performed among the students with a very competitive mind. In the traditional style, the performance of Margam Kali is divided into two parts, Vattakali, that means round dance, and Parijamuttukali, which means sword and shield dance, with singing a particular ballad known as Margam Kali Pat, that means the song of the way. This dance form describes the introduction of Christianity or the Christian way of worship into Kerala. In both the Margam Kali and Parijamuttukali, an old-fashioned brass lamp was placed on the floor and the dancers, usually 12 in number, used to go around the same with measured steps, singing religious songs on St. Thomas the Apostle and the Blessed Virgin Mary. Margam Kali Pata text comprises of 14 stanzas which narrate the life and work of St. Thomas. It retells how the apostle landed in Malabar and how he healed the sick, how he established churches or communities and undertook missions to China, and also how in the end he died in Mylapore. Traditionally, while rendering the ninth stanza in which the theme dealt with the arrest of St. Thomas and his companion, a sword and shield dance by men called Parijamuttukali was performed.
Pandelinu thaale nallora rengadinu vanne timirthai venma vilakkum koluthi vache thagathimirthai.
Parijamuttukali, a martial art form, is performed by men bearing swords and shields and follows the movements and steps of Kalaripayattu. Many of the travel accounts about St. Thomas Christians mention them as fine-tuned soldiers and that they supplied many men to the local kings. The literal translation of the word Margam is way or path. In olden days, those who embraced the new faith was called Margamkar or Margamvasigal. It is very difficult to fix the origin of this dance form. It has been suggested that the Margamvasigal, in order to propagate and sustain their faith, performed the elements of their passage in parted tradition and then gradually resorted to dance traditions. The earliest form of these dancing traditions of the native Christians involves circular movements while singing in gathering. Pallipattu, Margamkali, Vattakali were some of these performing traditions of the early St. Thomas Christian community. Now let's discuss the history of this elegant dance form. So the story begins here. One day, Lord Sols Thomas to happen to build a palace for the Chola king. Thomas accepted the work but said he must go for his stalls and would be back in a year. He received an advance payment and went off preaching first in the Chola country and then outside. In the course of this work, Thomas was in touch with local ruling houses and performed many miracles. Thomas went far afield to Malacca and China, but came back and stayed in the Chola kingdom for another year. He then heard about Kerala and went there, arriving at Malankara, preaching to the Brahmins of Chengannur and ordaining two of them priests. Then he went south, erecting crosses at Quilon, Niranam, Kokamangalam, Kayal, Palayur, and so on. At this point of the story, we hear of the anxiety of the Chola king to see his palace. He sent for Thomas and put him in prison when told he must wait till after his death to see the new palace, and was so mortified by the deception that he wanted to abdicate. However, his brother died at that time and saw the palace in heaven. He was revived and told the king of its glory. The king, his brother and others were baptized, and the faith spread apace, arousing the Brahmins' jealousy. They ordered Thomas to worship Kali in her sacred grove, which Thomas refused to do. Then the grove was consumed by fire, but while it burned, one priest in his anger seized a pointed stick and killed Thomas. The king took the body and buried it in Mylapore. Margamkali art has actually many similarities with some other art forms. It seems that these forms of the tradition depended mainly on the act of Thomas, modified by local Christian traditions about the foundations of seven churches by Saint Thomas, the apostle, and legendary stories of Hindu holy men. The Margamkali Pattu are akin to the old ballads of Hindu Malabar called Payanur Pattu, or the ballads in the honor of Arumal Chegavar, who was the famous Erava hero. This also has similarity to the miracle plays of Europe and similar social amusements of ancient Babylonia. A number of authors has suggested the similarities of the Margamkali Pattu with Yatrakali Pattu of Namudri Brahmins. Yatrakali, which is also known in different names such as Sangamkali, Chaturangam, Shastrangam, and so on, is also a performance art form of Nambudris, which is believed to have formed in a period when Nambudris were persecuted under the rule of one Cheraman Perumal, who accepted the Buddhist faith. Possibly, The Margam Kali song is composed in imitation of the Yatra Kali, which means the journey song of the Nambudiris. When we look at the current status, both Margam Kali and Parijamuttu Kali are items included in the State Youth Festival of the Kerala. This makes these art forms a competitive item in the four-tier system, that is school, sub-district, revenue and state level. The Margam Kali is performed mainly by the women folks of the St. Thomas Christians in cultural shows and by school children in competitions with an average popularity among the community. So that is Margam Kali for you Jayantians. Until the next episode, stay tuned to KJC Radio. This is RJ Shruti signing off.
KJC Radio.